I forget to start that clip with a lowered volume every fucking week, Adam. Every fucking week.
Well, I haven't done a walking report in a while.
You haven't. Remind us the conceit of this segment.
That I just bitch about.
Yeah, you basically, middle-aged man walks around neighborhood, reports back disappointment.
Yeah, well, and it's not my, and right now I'm not doing my full, I'm not doing the big circle, as Patty would say. I just walk the dog. So it's not a huge amount of space. It's too cold. Like, I'm not.
I agree with you.
And you know what? I don't know how Fatty does his walks indoors. His house is not that big. It is so boring. And my house is not huge either.
Well, all right.
Walking around and around the living room.
Yeah. Like, he's watching TV. How is there any different? You could be on a treadmill watching TV or whatever. He's just walking around the couch while he's watching TV.
True.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I don't know how, Fatty. It is so boring.
How is there any different?
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4702. I say chew. The FO for Monday, the 16th of February. 2026, y'all, coming up on today. Say it with me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my weekend, and we got more so-so questions.
Oh, okay, Big Fatty.
Pias observed.
Hi! Big Fatty, we've forgotten how to do this, y'all.
I got to. Well, we'll get to that in a second. Your cherry pias today because, y'all, in the U.S. of A., it is a federal holiday, according to the Unified. What was the name of that act? It was the Uniform Monday Holiday Act that was passed back in 1968. It said that the federal government will would celebrate George Burthington's Wash Day on the third Monday of February. You know, that's the 22nd is actually his actual celebration of exiting the birth canal. But y'all, I can hear many of you going, "No, Big Fatty, it's President's Day," but it's not. It's not the holiday that is celebrated on the third Monday of February is George Burthington's Wash Day. It is not President's Day. It's just kind of become it's kind of like Kleenex. You know, it's a brand name, not tissue. Happy George Burthington's Wash Day, and I hope you get a chance to go out and chop down a cherry tree and do a little brown chicken, brown cow with Martha, sand down your wooden teeth, Biff. Hey.
When you are as old as I, my dear, and I hope that you never are.
Y'all, I'm just going to put it out there. I know many of you have been probably been thinking this and are just too kind to mention it to Big Fatty. But, y'all, I'm getting old. And I am forgetting more and more things. And you probably figured that out just seeing different things that I fuck up.
Yes, Big Daddy, we're used to it though.
Well, yeah, but it's just getting a little more often. It's like the Saturday Ruination, the early years, a little show. Y'all, I posted all of those shows, I don't know, a month ago. And y'all, I forgot to attach the audio. Hey, y'all, granted, I did a lot of them in a row. And so maybe that's why I forgot it. But y'all, I just find myself slowing down and just y'all, it's just I say it all the time, it gets worse, but y'all, it's just a part of life. So if it gets too bad, somebody let me know, because
Big Fanny, the operators are standing by. We're inundated with calls,
y'all, it's just know that I'm aware that that it's a little more ruined than normal, but y'all, you got at least 5 more years. Oh, Big Fatty, I wouldn't count on that. Well, anyway, we'll see. But anyway, y'all, it's just the way it is. You know, I'll be 70.
Yes, Big Betty. So will the old gal, May the 7th.
It's true. She's significantly older than I. But, y'all, that's all I wanted to say about all of that. And it's going to get worse. Hang in there. Laugh along with me. Because, you know, I'll be laughing at myself.
Yes, Big Betty, we've been doing that for years.
I could waylay some aging roué and persuade him to play in some cranny, but it's hard to believe I'm being led astray by a man who calls me granny. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, it's time to start living. It's time to keep living, time to keep taking from the world you're given. You are my time, so I'll throw off my shawl. And watching your flings be flung all over makes me feel young all over.
And just no.
Y'all, by the way, I just love that song. You know, that's from the musical Pippin, and that's Irene Ryan, who was Granny on the Beverly Hillbillies, and or maybe it's the Real Housewives of Hillbillies, and Andrea Martin, who was on Second City TV. They both played that part in there. And y'all, I like both versions of the song, so I just kind of put them together there. But anyway,
yes, because that's what old people do. Soup. Putting together music in 60 minutes and sharting themselves.
Well, anyway, y'all, let's see. Last time I spoke to you was Thursday when I recorded the Freight. little show. Y'all have been watching a lot of the Olympics. And I know I've mentioned that I've been watching the men's events and all. And y'all, poor little Ilian or whatever the quad god, y'all. He's a cutie patootie, but he ended up on his patootie. Y'all didn't even win a medal. But y'all, I gotta say, when he was sitting there waiting for his SCOs to come in, there was a hot mic. It's a hot mic, And he said, this would have never happened had they let me go to Beijing. And y'all, that's... Yes, he had some jitters of this being his first Olympics, but y'all, don't blame your shortcomings on other people. Y'all, that's no, you know, own up to mistakes and shortcomings, and when you get a chance, if there's compliments or glory to spread around, spread it around, y'all. Big Fatty is not one what am I trying to say? Big Fatty, we don't know, but go ahead. At least I hope I'm not one to be all full of myself. Oh, Big Fatty, you failed miserably. Well, you know, I do a lot of my nattering tongue in cheek. Yes, Big Fatty, that's where your tongue is, inside your cheeks. It wasn't a good look, and I know he's young, and we all make mistakes when we're young and all that. Y'all, we did not have Ferrari at Fatty's, but y'all, I had a cultural outing with my neighbor from here in the neighborhood, a former coal miner, and y'all, we went to the South Kakalaki Ballet. They were presenting A Midsummer Night's Dream. You know that Bill? I think that Bill Shakespeare had written that. And y'all, like I think I mentioned, I don't know that I've been to the ballet before, but y'all, I enjoyed it. We were sitting on the front row, mainly so that we could see the men's up close. And y'all, the little guy that played Puck, he's the mischievous one. He barely had any clothes on, and y'all, he was a doll baby is what he was. Yes, Big Fatty, just what the creepy old men do, sit on the front row and look at the young'uns. Well, and y'all, I don't know how many people I expected in this show, but y'all, there were 23 women. And let's see, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9 men and a child in this show. Now, y'all, I never understood why the child was in the show. But all they did was pull him around the stage. And y'all, he was dressed up like Haji from Johnny Quest. And Johnny Quest, Olaf Philly. But y'all, the guy who originally he may have started the South Kakalaki Ballet, but he staged and choreographed this. His name is William Starrett, Starrett. Y'all, he came out at the beginning. Y'all, I've seen Joan Rivers prior to her death up close. And you know she's had some work done, and some of it is not natural. Y'all, he was 10 times worse. Y'all, he looked like Madam from Waylon Flowers and Madam. Yes, y'all, it was absolutely horrifying. And y'all, he was flashy. Let's just say that he was making a statement in his clothing and footwear as well. But anyway, it was a good show. I enjoyed it, and y'all, there's a lot of talent that goes into that. You've got to be in excellent shape to be able to do that. But y'all got home on a Friday night. Y'all also on Friday, it may have been Thursday. Y'all, there was another Apple Snack update, so I had to update all the mechanicals and everything. Y'all, by the way, Brian out there in the Denver, you know, I mentioned that he that the BFO wasn't showing up in the iTurds or the Apple Snack podcast, and I suggested to him that maybe he unsubscribe and resubscribe. Yes, Big Fatty, did he do the second part? I guess so. And y'all, he said it fixed it. So y'all, you know, Big Fatty hadn't been able to get the little show in the Apple podcast either. And y'all, I unsubscribed. Did you resubscribe? Yes. And y'all, it's now showing up just like it always did. So whatever that Tim Apple broke, I guess they fixed it. But anyway, woke up Saturday morning. Y'all slept like a baby all weekend. Woke up Saturday morning that DJ Ron and Brendan over there in the UGG, they both said, "Big Freddy, you fucked it up." Y'all, because the audio wasn't there on Ruination the early years. And so y'all, I went, and sure enough, I hadn't attached it, and so I fixed that. And if you got the version without the audio, a Big Fatty give thanks. You can go back and get the audio now. But anyway, y'all, you know, Saturday was VD. And y'all, Mrs. La 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 Lauren said that she's been busier than a one-legged man in an ass-kicking contest. And she says new show art and voice letters are coming soon. And so that's just lovely. And y'all, that was a lovely y'all. And I've got this card. I almost forgot again. This card, the VD card from Princess Hannah. And y'all, she's taped it up worse than the skull. Worse than the skull. Big fan. I bet it has glitter in it. Well, let's see. No, y'all, it is not a VD card. It's a Kremlin card. And it says, it's beginning to Wookiee lot like Crema. And it says, hope yours is out of the world. I just got this at Target over 2 months. I got this at Target over 2 months ago, and I'm just sending it. Love you and hoping you had a naughty holiday. Hannah, well, Princess Hannah, thank you so much for the VD Crema card. But y'all, what I wanted to tell you was I'm sitting here watching the Olympics. Oh, y'all, I am out of time. I'll have to finish this tomorrow. Nick, I see. Big Fatty, you know, you thought that was a VD card. Well, that's because it was in a red envelope. So, y'all, I cannot be blamed for that, because red is for Crema, too. But anyway, y'all, it's raining. It's raining. Oh, yes, it's coming down in buckets. And y'all, we need it. We need it so bad. Yes, Big Fatty, but anyway, y'all, let's see. I don't know what else I was going to say other than I hope you had a... I was wondering if Mrs. La 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 Lauren had brown chicken or brown cow for VD. But y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the mix. And Adam, what do you like to say today?
I don't know how, Fatty. It's so boring.
How is there any different?
Oh, Big Fatty. If he doesn't know how you're boring by now, it's only going to get worse.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yes!
This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.